First of all, I thank Ms. Pearson for her service over 30 years in the Secret Service, not only to presidents and to our country, but to those families of the presidents. But I thought it was appropriate that she resign now. She and I had had a conversation where I told her that I think one of the biggest problems that she had in that agency is a culture problem, where Secret Service agents felt more comfortable coming to a few members of Congress and telling them of the problems in the Secret Service and various investigations that they were conducting, and were not telling her. And they either feared telling her, or they thought that they would not be heard. And I know that there are many changes that need to be made to the Secret Service, but if she had those kinds of situations where she could not get the information from her very own agents, I don't see how she could effectively change the culture. And so there, and not only that, I told her that they had problems with protocol, training, and the morale of the Secret Service agents. And it appears to me, this is what I told her, that the Secret Service is fighting within itself and is not trusting, members are not trusting each other. And so we need to change that culture. And I told her I did not believe that she was in a position to do all of that, and at the same time provide the protection to the first family and others as the law requires.
In terms of changing the culture, I mean, removing the director is one thing, but does there have to be other firings, other resignations?
Yes, no doubt about it. I had an opportunity to talk to Homeland Security Secretary Johnson today, who is over the Secret Service, and he and I agreed that it's he had accepted a recommendation from Chairman Eisenhower that he appoint a Blue Ribbon panel to give an outside look at the Secret Service, I mean, from top to bottom. Absolutely, there are other people that need to go. That culture did not just develop overnight. And I think that there are some people that have probably been there too long. There are others who have lost their zeal for doing the very, very best that they can, and I think they need to move on. That one of the things that the Secret Service must do is it must regain the reputation that most of us have had of it over the years, that reputation that that would cause a person to not even imagining getting past them to do any harm to a president or their family's members. And so that reputation, by the way, is in part what has been a deterrent with regard to people trying to do something to the families of the president, presidents. And so we've got a new person coming in, and I know Mr. Clancy. He is in talking to the president and his people, he is one who the president knows would take a bullet for him. He's extremely competent, well-respected by the Secret Service, and I think the president and all those people who are protected by the Secret Service feel a lot more comfortable now.
It's a mistake to move the Secret Service under Homeland Security. It had been with Treasury for many years. Was that
that's
a mistake?
Right. I don't know. And that's one of the items that I, along with Chairman Issa, are going to be asking this new Blue Ribbon panel to take a look at. This is what I think is a transformational moment for the Secret Service. In other words, there are moments that come along where you say, I must do something differently to be better, and because you realize that if you don't do them differently, things will only get worse. Well, we've got to take this moment and do every single thing that we can to address the culture, protocol, training, and morale of the Secret Service right now, or it will only get worse. So I think that one of the look-sees will have to be whether this agency is under the right department.